Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Welcome to the show. I'm Sherry Schreiner. A couple things I want to talk about today. You know, it's Friday, and it's usually my chill day. I like to sit back and have some fun, but there's things going on. And so I want to get right into a few things today. You know, at the beginning of this month, I told you that there would be water in New York on the 20th. And here it comes. It'll be here in New York on the 20th. I told you it would be there. Another thing that concerns me is I'm hearing reports of gas attacks in New York and possible evacuations from gas. Because I told you about the vision I had years ago of planes going ahead and spraying this white powder and people walking out of buildings in a city. It was a borough off of a river. You could see a sound or a river on the one side of it, which pretty much details New York. Of course, a lot of cities could fall into that. It seems like every city, a lot of cities have like a bay or a sound or something that runs beside it or through it. But it reminded me of New York when I saw it, and I had never been to New York. So And then people were walking out of buildings and just taking a breath of gasp of air and dying. They were just dead. They were all over the place. Well, what strikes me is the fact that I've been seeing anthrax in the codes. And so they may be ready to start unleashing anthrax attacks, because I told you that they were going to start turning the chemtrails more deadly. People are so used to seeing the chemtrail planes spewing white trails. And I warned years ago that eventually they would start using chemicals that would just straight out kill people. And so we could be heading into that time now. Because once the 20th hits, I know this, and the father told me it a couple weeks ago anyway, they're committed to this route. In other words, because they're always changing their plans. I mean, the father had his people ready to go, prepared to go at the time of the eclipse, because what they wanted to do, this eclipse wasn't of the Lord. It was a fake eclipse. We all know that, right? The majority, a handful of us with our eyes open. It was a fake eclipse, and what they wanted to do was nuke the sun, cause a huge EMP to hit the earth and knock out the grid. And at this point, they were going to use it to come here in my area and attack me. Of course, Father's not going to have that. So we were prepared to go home that day. A lot of us anxious and looking forward to it. And of course, their whole nuking the sun thing never panned out. They were trying, but it never panned out. It never created the huge EMP that they wanted to create to hit the earth. So the whole thing was just kind of a false flag that totally failed. Didn't work. And so people can be happy it didn't work, but you know, there's a lot of us are upset it didn't, because we want to go home. Okay, so we just go to the next time of when we could leave, because you know, the father doesn't live in linear time, so he can't pinpoint dates. So I always look for the hot dates, you know, because I know the elect are leaving. People think I'm crazy. I used to, too, because when I was a Baptist, they always had this big thing about pre-trib rapture. And there was something about it I couldn't believe. There was just something, an untruthness, unrealness about it. And as I was older, I realized it's not how they say it. There is a rapture of the elect, first fruits, firstborn. That's what elect means, first fruits, firstborn. And then there's the bride. There's two different groups. And so I know I hear from a lot of people who say the rapture is going to happen suddenly. People are just going to be whisked off the earth. That's the briders. That's who I call the briders. That's the second rapture. That's the second group. Because when the first group leaves, it's going to be epic. And nobody sees this coming. And I'm going to explain a little bit about it today. Because y'all hate me anyway and think I'm crazy. Okay, a handful of you don't. But most of you do. And I've been revealing truth bombs on the show for years. And you hiss and hate and argue about it. And so today's not going to be any different. I'm going to unload a huge truth bomb. So, and I've been doing it over the years anyway. I've been trying to tell you guys, hey, waving my hands. There's two Ark of the Covenants in America. One's a fake, one's a real one. And so I want to talk about this because the Lord wants me to. Otherwise, I wouldn't. I wouldn't tell you anything. I'm so sick of you, happy y'all. I like my people. The people who are weak and seek the Lord and are lovers of truth, those are my people, because those are the Father's people. The rest of you are just wannabes, and you're mired in apostasies, and you drive me nuts. My patience is done. So anyway, what I wanted to tell you is, first of all, I wanted to do a show. I had a show planned to do on signs, and they sabotaged that one, and I couldn't get on my computer, And y'all know I've had to go through the last couple weeks getting a new computer and getting all new setup and everything, but they kind of put a kink in. But I want to establish something about that I wanted to reveal. And it's the fact that so many people think the occultists just have all this knowledge from somewhere and it's all hogwash. Well, their interpretations of it are, okay? Because they take things that belonged to us, Israel, And they abominate it. You know, they put their little Lucifer spin on it and their Wiccan spin on it and their goddess worship spin on stuff. And the New Ages do the same thing. You know, the most precious thing to the Father was on earth is the gemstones. And the New Age just took it and abominate it for all their chakra crap and You know what I'm talking about. And so Christians, when they hear terms like gemstones and crystals and pyramids, they think it's all cultic witchcraft stuff. Boy, they're going to hate heaven. I'll tell you that much. Maybe that's why they're on a different planet, in a different area, away from the elect. So the elect no longer has to be associated with their stupidity. But either way, I digress. The pyramid was the sign in the land from the Father. You know, in the Bible it says that he had set his sign in the land. Isaiah 19. At that time there would be an altar for the Lord in the middle of Egypt and a monument to the Lord at the border of Egypt. This will be a sign and a witness to the Lord all-powerful in the land of Egypt. And so he set this sign in the land. And in Jeremiah 32:20 it says, God has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made himself a name as at this day. The Great Pyramid of Giza was always a sign of the Father's. It was his. It was in the middle of Egypt because it was right at the border, the upper and lower peninsula of Egypt. And so we know it was a sign, the pyramid, and also the Sphinx. The Sphinx was the protector, the guardian of the pyramid. I remember hearing from a NASA scientist years ago that they couldn't get in the pyramid, that all the stories you read about people excavating and going inside the pyramid were lies, because every time they would try to go in the pyramid, they would be chased out by these demonic, ugly creatures. They were not allowed in the pyramid. But they were able to make a little bit of headway at some times, and he told me that on the walls inscribed in the pyramid were the words of the Torah. And that's how they knew it was the Hebrew God who had made that pyramid, because Torah hadn't even been written at the time the pyramid was made, folks. The Torah had never been written by Moses at that time. The five books of Moses are what the Jews call the Torah. And they were inscribed on the walls of the pyramid. So they knew that it was the Hebrew God that had created that pyramid. And every year they would have these rituals for the pyramid. You know, they always have these satanic revelries and rituals, this occultic stuff. They have to have them on the outside of the pyramid. They close the area down, and they do it outside because they can't get inside the pyramid. Now, the other two were Satan's mimics. They were fakes, his attempt to fake it. And what he did was he put them in alignment with Orion and then tried to claim the whole thing as some kind of star alignment with Orion. And so he just does things all the time. He shades things over so that people don't understand the true significance of anything and what they are. Because you mentioned pyramid today, and Christians automatically think Illuminati. They think it's evil. And I know I was there with you for a long time. Because Satan takes something and uses it. Everybody thinks it's evil, and so you just ignore it and you brush it under the rug. You know what? We need to reclaim what's ours. And until Satan just take his butt off of things and get his grimy hands off of things that belong to us. You know? People have done away a lot with antiquity things because pyramids and triangles in itself and fish symbols were identification marks for spiritual gateways. That's initially what they were when I was looking. What is really a triangle? You know, because you see all the Satanists going around with their little triangle hand signs. You know, a triangle is an identification for a spiritual gateway. Now, I really don't think they're going around in the pyramid form representing the pyramid in Giza. What I think they're going around representing, since it's a sign of a spiritual gateway, whether good or bad, is the fact that they're trying to open this gateway in space through CERN to allow the fallen to come in. And so, you think that they're doing this all about the Pyramid of Giza, and it's not. It's not about Pyramid of Giza, because that's the Father's. But they want you to think that, so you never know exactly what to believe. You know, they like to keep the truth maxed with falsehoods, so people never know what to really believe. And, you know, in Genesis 28, it talks about Jacob's ladder. Jacob explaining that it was a gate of heaven. January 28:17, he talks about a ladder, a gateway opening up down from heaven, and he saw angels walking up and down on this ladder, this gateway. That's going to play in significance here soon, folks. Okay, so another thing I want to talk about is the Ark of the Covenant. Because I told you, okay, there was going to be water in New York. This is all significant because it's kind of correlating with the times. Water in New York on the 20th. And then shortly after, there's going to be a huge cosmic event, folks. And I know the New Agers have their cosmic event coming with the arrival of the Ascended Masters and blah, blah, blah. What they call Ascended Masters. This fake Jesus and Maitreya, the Islam Mahdi, and Saint Germain, the money man, who's going to make everybody in the world rich and prosperous. Blah, blah, blah. And so, but yes, there is a huge cosmic event coming. And one of the best things you could do, the History Channel put out a show several years ago about Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, and the Lost Ark of the Covenant. And you need to see that show. You need to go search it down on the internet, that episode, and watch it, because there was so much truth to it. My head hit the floor. Not my jaw, my whole head hit the floor. Okay, so back when they had built the temple, Jeremiah knew the Babylonians were coming, was going to destroy the temple, and Israel was going to go into captivity. And so he took the ark out of the Jewish temple, and he hoofed it. It took him several years. I think it took him like 5-10 years to get to Ireland. But he took the Ark of the Covenant to Ireland. And when the Babylonians came and rushed on, tore down the walls of Israel and rushed the city and destroyed the temple and hauled the Jews off to be slaves in Babylon, the ark was nowhere to be found because Jeremiah had taken it. Okay. So, fast forward many years ahead, because when they rebuilt the second temple, when Nehemiah came back and started rebuilding the second temple, they didn't have the Ark of the Covenant. It had already been removed, and no one knew where it was. And so when Yahushua was on earth, and his ministry began on earth, and he died on the cross and rose again and all that, at that time, there was no temple. There was no Ark of the Covenant in the temple. It had already been removed. And so nobody really understanding or knowing where the Ark of the Covenant went. Nobody understanding Jeremiah had taken it out. I know there's a lot of Illuminati, so-called Christians, who claim they've gone to Israel and they have located the Ark of the Covenant and blah, blah, blah. It's not in Israel. They didn't locate it. So it is in the real Israel, because it's here in America. And I've told you that. The Ark of the Covenant is here in America. Now, why is this significant? Because in the second coming of Christ, when the heavens open up and you see the Son of Man sitting on the horse dressed in a red scarlet robe, you see the Ark of the Covenant that is with him. It's in the background. Kind of signifies this is the Son of Man. This is the Son of God, the Hebrew God, Yahushua. Because he's everybody's God. It's just the Hebrews that embrace him. Everybody else has to embrace him as that. We become Jewish. We become Hebrew. But they see the Ark of the Covenant in heaven when it opens up. How does it get there? How does the Ark of the Covenant get from earth to all of a sudden he opens up the heavens and there's the Ark of the Covenant in heaven? So how did it get up there? Well, this is the truth bomb I'm going to drop. Most of my people already know. But when the elect leave, which is fairly soon, I would venture to say just shortly after the New York water bombing, sometime after that, and before the poll flip, the elect are going to leave. And when they leave, they're going to take the Ark of the Covenant with them. See? And so, Now, I've explained that there's a place set up in Arkansas and there's a place in Ohio because there's a real one and there's a fake. And I can tell you that I have been babysitting the real one for years. The real one is here in Ohio. I know where it is. I've been babysitting it for years. Who else would you entrust your most precious possession to than your very daughter herself? Some of you don't want to believe I am who I am. I don't care. I'm so beyond you. You can read my book. I've explained everything. Interview with the Devil. You can read it on my blogspot as well. I have it differently set up on the blog than it is in the book. I explain who and what I am, what my purpose is here on Earth. And I have been babysitting the Ark of the Covenant for a long time. And so it's ready to go. We're ready to go home. We're sick of this place. And the time is coming soon. It is coming soon. This huge cosmic event that practically has all the occultists on their knees because they know it's coming, is about to commence. It's about to commence. And so, I would never even reveal this stuff in a million years, but you know what? The Lord doesn't do anything that he doesn't reveal. We don't do anything in darkness. We do everything in the light. And we also reveal everything as part of disclosure. And so sometimes you have to keep secrets, and then sometimes it's just time to disclose it, reveal it, because all would be revealed. And so that's why I'm revealing this. Yeah, I just want the backlash that's coming. Yeah, I just want that so much. Yeah. Nobody can believe that the Lord would give so much authority and power to a woman. And that's the biggest thing, because this world is so sexist. That's why I haven't been supported over the years, because I'm a woman. If I was a man, I would have a ministry and a mansion and a Mercedes. Instead, my kingdom on earth is a double-wide trailer on 6 acres of land, and I drive a 20-year-old car that's falling apart. If I was a man, it would have been much different. But this is my palace on earth, so I deal with it. I do what I have to do. I'm here to do what I have to do. And you know what? I was here to lead the people back to the Father and to start up war against Lucifer and tearing down his strongholds as much as I could. And I think we've done a good job at that. I think we've done a pretty good job at that. Those who I resonated with, who would listen, who would go to the Father and hear directly from him, and I resonated with them because it's truth, and truth resonates. And so all this is almost over, folks. We've been persecuted, mocked at, laughed at, hated. It's almost over. You know, when the Ark of the Covenant was taken out of the temple, back in the day, Israel was taken into captivity. And so look at the correlations. Jump forward thousands of years. The Ark of the Covenant is about to go home with the elect. And what's going to happen? Israel's going to be taken into captivity. The tribulation's going to commence. You're going to be seeing martial law, FEMA camps, and Christian persecutions. It's all going to hit like a flood. And you all already see it coming. You already see the FEMA camp buildups. They're already bringing in the UN troops, the NATO troops. The FEMA organization that's completely alien. Israel, which is the United States. Because y'all don't know who you are. Y'all are going to be taken into captivity again. Now, I've told you there are two raptures, possibly three. A lot of you describing one where people just whisked off very quickly. That one is after the elect. I told you there's a small amount of distance between the two groups leaving. And then at the Church of Philadelphia, which is described as a brighter church, because it describes 7 churches of the bride, and the elect are never part of the bride because they're not part of the church's apostasies. But the Lord has a saving grace and mercy towards them. And right before the mark of the beast is enforced, representative of what is called the Church of Philadelphia, they will be removed and protected at that time before the mark is enforced. After that, you're on your own, folks. After that, if you don't make the second rapture, the third rapture, you are just stuck here for it. You probably won't even survive. And so you need to get your faith right with God. You need to get right with God. Get out of the apostasies. And none of you, it's going to take a pole flip and the ark leaving the earth and the elect leaving for you to wake up and realize you're in apostasies, the same apostasies they were screaming at you to get out of for years, that they were right. They were giving you truth. Some of you are just so resistant to it. And you're just going to get what you deserve, plain and simple. You know, judgment, refinement, whatever. I don't want to see anybody go through that, but I just cannot make the blind see. I ain't that big of a healer. I can help people see, but I can't dig the dead out of the ground and make the blind see. That's impossible. And some of you are so ingrained in the lies that your churches have taught you since you were born, and the ones your parents believed, that you just believe it is truth. Anyway, get out of the churches, folks. Good grief. Sit at the Father. Sit at his feet. Ask him for the truth in all things. Because you're missing out on so much. The truth being revealed in the end of the days. And the knowledge of the elect is increasing. And everybody else just gets worse and worse. Go hang up your penis Christmas trees and decorate them with your fertility goddess eggs. If you're that kind of a Christian, you have problems. You have problems of apostasy. I like how the Christian crowd, the briders, they take apart the feasts and appointed times of the Father, and they tell you how it correlates with Yeshua's plan for mankind, his birth, his ministry, his life, his death, the resurrection, the rapture, the tribulation, how all these feasts are like a blueprint, but they don't honor them. They'll correlate them and correlate them to their religious beliefs, but they don't honor them. They don't celebrate Passover. They paint fertility goddess eggs. You see how crazy it is? It's completely crazy. I grew up on that in 30 years. I was so relieved. It's liberty to be pulled out of the churches today and just sit at the Father and ask for his truth in all things, because that's what he will do. He'll lead you away from that apostasy. Anyway, folks, so to reiterate the things that are coming up, they are committed to this plan, so there's no turning back. There's no turning back. And this makes it exciting for us and very serious for others. Because they're going to be here to try to survive through all this. Because their hearts aren't right with the Lord. They're not right with God. Their fates are not right. And so they better snap up and wake up. I see the first group leave, and they better be thinking, why was I left? I thought I would be with the first one that's gone. You know? So anyway, Ark of the Covenant will be leaving the earth soon. That is part of the great cosmic event that we are waiting for. And I think this whole New York thing is kind of like the signal. But hey, here we go. It's on. It's done. And so that's why, I felt it was coming on the 20th, and that's why I told you a couple weeks ago, because it's kind of like kicking things off. That's the way I say it. We always look for signs, because you don't play on dates and numbers. You just kind of look for signs, because I'm waiting for a sign that signals the elect are leaving, and when I get the sign, I'll let everybody know. And so I'm hoping that next week is when I'll see the sign, I'll get the sign. So that I can tell all the elect they're leaving. We're leaving. Let's get ready. We're going. Because when we leave the Ark, we'll be going with us. And so it'll be exciting, folks. Oh, you can also Google Coshocton, Ohio, because there's a museum there that actually had artifacts from the Ark that came through the Ohio Valley when Jeremiah and them brought it through here. Well, not Jeremiah, but the Templars did. But it's also mixed with counterfeits there, too. It's all across the country from here to Arizona. There's a mix of counterfeit realness, and so nobody knows what's going on, but I've already told you the biggest part of it. So the Ark itself is here in Ohio. I don't know where the tablets are from Moses and all that. Maybe it's in the other location. I don't know. Anyway, folks, be back on Monday. Monday the 18th should be interesting. Anyway, till next week, everybody. God bless.